Hello everyone. This video is about the Canton Fair, and it's called, Who Shouldn't Go to the Canton Fair? Firstly, this video completely contradicts what I do, because I take a huge number of people to the Canton Fair. I've probably taken more than 200 in total already, and I continue to do so. Now the groups are getting bigger, everything is getting more interesting. But I really want to cover this topic to immediately warn those who aren't suited to it, who won't like it, who won't have an okay experience there. Those who, let's say, are afraid of wasting time, money, and so on. I want to tell you exactly this for you. If you recognize yourself, then you understand that this is not the place for you. Basic facts. Yes, the Canton Fair is the largest exhibition of all Chinese goods. It's huge. It takes place in 3 stages, each 5 days long, for a total of 15 days, separated by 3-day intervals. In total, it lasts more than half a month. And this is a huge advantage, because there are no other exhibitions where you can walk from one pavilion to another and see Christmas decorations, pots, decorations, children's toys, equipment, lighting, tools, and so on. Everything together, all in one. If you're involved in merchandise, or even just have your own business, like Beauty Sphere, and you want to expand your range of services, this is definitely necessary to stay ahead of the curve, because China is ahead of the curve. But if you're interested in, say, fishing tackle, I have a client who transports containers of them, and he's interested in everything related to fishing, tackle, hooks, floats, and so on. Why would he go to Canton? It's understandable, given his broader interests, if he's interested in, say, other things, like cool new construction materials, or tools, or lamps, or furniture. So, all sorts of other interesting things. Then it makes sense, if only for fishing hooks. Is there a special exhibition for this, like Fishix, or is there why, and so on? I write about exhibitions constantly on my blog, openchinic.ua, literally posting a calendar for every month. Or, for example, if the topic is something else narrow, say, spare parts for former Soviet cars, someone needs to find all the factories that make all these GAZ, KRAZ, Moshe, and so on, and replacements for these parts, so to speak. They need to go to another exhibition. They need to go to, for example, Automechanica in Shanghai, which will be there after Canton at the end of the year. But, as a rule, everyone deals in many categories, and even if you're in one category, you still have something from other categories. That is, if you deal with tools, you also have gardening products. If you deal with clothing, you also have accessories. If you deal with, say, lighting, yes, then you most likely have something else that complements your main product, or there is additionally a direction, generators, say, light bulbs, all together, right? That is, so that a person can buy it all, as it were, in one window.
First of all, I came here to increase the marginality of business. I have found a lot of customers who are already raising margins. Plus I have a new product, a new business in the future, which I will look at, which I will sell well. And I think that some of them shot at any attack.
So, the Canton helps with all this, because suppliers of generators, light bulbs, tools, and equipment, they'll all be there, for example, in the first phase, along with a huge number of others. And so you can see the latest products here and there, find key factories here, there, and there. So, firstly, I don't recommend it to those with a narrow niche, blinders, right? That is, other topics are completely uninteresting. You need to find suppliers of one product there, most likely not in the Canton. Although, most likely, these suppliers will be there too, and sometimes even quite a lot. Second question. Yes, it's quite easy to get lost in the Canton, to get confused very quickly. There are a huge number of products, suppliers, a lot of people, a lot of products. It's unclear how to structure it, sort it, yes, what is new and what is not. There is much more in the Canton than you think, right? So, they say, many people say, yes, the same thing. Well, it was the same old thing before Corona, but now it's all new every time, and the Canton is much larger now than it was before Corona. So, again, the old information that's in the old videos from before 2023 is completely untrue, because the exhibition has grown a lot in quality, a lot in terms of how it's structured, in terms of the number of suppliers, and in terms of the fact that these suppliers, a certain quota of market leaders, are available, and there are constantly new suppliers, and the number of import-export companies has significantly decreased. So, they've greatly improved the quality. The program is simply superb. Everything is growing, little by little, more and more interesting. I can confidently say that the teams are superb, the atmosphere is great. If someone comes for the first time, they all make the same mistake. They run up and down the aisles, looking left and right, like, okay, I've looked, I've run through this area, I've closed this area. It doesn't work that way. I've said this many times already. You have to walk around, walk through all the rows, and what you find somewhere there, in a nook, in a passageway, or there, when turning from one row to another, or in the middle of a row, in a small spot. It could be your very emerald or precious stone, which you'll find among a huge number of useless suppliers, yes, or goods. Everything is scattered in a variety of ways, and if you navigate this correctly, we'll do this on tour. I'll give all the instructions, show them, explain, and during the first few days, I'll load up the program as much as possible, yes, so people understand how to proceed. I'll show them, go to the stands, talk to them, give them scripts, algorithms, conduct a masterclass, in short.
And, of course, in addition to all this, while we're talking, Andre constantly explains all the nuances needed for communicating with the Chinese, so that everything goes efficiently. That's why I'm incredibly happy and recommend it 100%. That's the
second point. It's hard for a newbie to grasp all of this, and then to actually apply it. You need someone to guide you. The third point was also the online Canton. I sincerely tried to get the most out of it because I didn't have the chance to travel. I love Canton with all my heart. It's an exhibition there that I've been following since 2006. I counted down to the 100th exhibition I've attended, although it would be my 138th. I'm really thinking that maybe this was some kind of sign. So, online Canton doesn't work. All those reviews that say, I'll show you my contact information there. I'll give you all the contact information now. Contact me directly. I'll show you some new products. Everyone finds their own way. Everyone finds what they need. And no one can tell you, here's a product, look, this will work for you, this is for you. No, you have to figure that out for yourself. Secondly, any kind of transmission link, anything on YouTube, any old reviews, they're obviously no longer valid. These aren't the latest products anymore. The contacts they show there are taken down. Typically, they're students, people without qualifications, without experience, without understanding what's being done with them. They just take down anything and everything, and it's all completely random, and, they don't know how to work with it. Essentially, it's useless information for them, and they spread this useless information to others. Look, I'm providing some benefit there. Maybe someone will need this concrete mixer for some reason, or this rug over here. I don't know what it's for, but take a look, maybe V-Contacta will be useful to you. Yes, it's the same as if you went to Alibaba and started clicking on any products and writing to suppliers. It's more or less the same. But if you look at it from the other side, if real entrepreneurs with experience, niches, products, expertise, and an understanding of their market are going there, then the Chinese are expecting us. You know what our customers need, right? So, say a factory makes a huge number of mops, yes, with automatic ringing. And they have them for the US, Europe, Ukraine, it doesn't matter. And each one needs its own models. Some are popular for a lower price. Some are popular for 5-in-1s, some are popular, say, for those made from eco-friendly materials, and so on. When you understand your market and know how to position and sell it, that's basically half the battle, right? You know how to apply it. Then comes the mechanics, yes, that means samples, trial orders, delivery, logistics, customs clearance, and so on. But how should you understand the market? When you come to China, it's like entering a completely different dimension. Your boundaries expand dramatically, your thinking changes practically every day, and you think, damn, you're never going to come up with anything new, no ideas. The next day, it's back to the next idea. Quote, and this familiarity can't be taught simply by hand, like the infopreneurs used to teach. It needs to be developed. It's best developed in an environment where you're already transporting dozens of containers. Someone who already knows their market, one person knows their market, and again, from different countries, Poland, Ukraine, Spain, Germany. And this community is where you can discuss a product or a new product with someone. I believe this is very important, and it's one of the key values of a group tour, where people spend a long time together in a relaxed atmosphere, chatting, exchanging contacts that you can't find anywhere online, or even at business clubs. This trip is truly a great opportunity. It's about meeting people, gathering, sharing, opening up, and sharing the kind of atmosphere you're looking for here. Definitely there is a trip without such a command. It will be, well, much less effective, much less vibey and well, and 100% if I turn back, I think that this trip for me will be, well, such a moment, you know, as fate tells. Lots and lots of fates pass, and you can guess every moment, what happened. Respect to that, what's going on there? That is, no one just gives something like that for nothing. But when you've been hanging out together for a while, riding on a bus somewhere, or having dinner somewhere, or chatting in a hotel somewhere, staying there until late. Yes, you can ask someone anything, and they'll probably tell you, honestly, because there's no competition here. There's huge China here, and we're like these little bees spreading all sorts of new products, interesting ideas, and goods all over the world. The market is huge, with lots of opportunities. And here, cooperation is much stronger than any competition. I preach this, I explain it, I demonstrate it, and I share all the information I know. Yes, and in fact, in our group, a lot of people are very open about sharing, telling stories, communicating, and so on. That's what's really cool. That's a great, key value, I think.
I've been following Andre on social media for a long time. I really like his style of presenting information. I like that there's no hype. Everything is to the point. Everything is somehow genuine and useful.
Next category. Who else isn't suitable for the Canton Fair? Guys, if you're not ready for a lot of physical walking, a lot of communication, a lot of interaction, if you're accustomed to a sedentary lifestyle and, again, not ready to take new actions there, not ready to at least step out of your comfort zone a little, yes, yes, in order to communicate with the Chinese there, get to know them, somehow speak at least broken English, introduce yourself, yes, yes, at the very least, yes, and say what interests you. This is not a leisure tour, and it's not a vacation for all of us. For everyone who flies to Canton, it's also travel. That is, we go, naturally, essentially, to work. We go for new products, suppliers, contacts. Hunting for new things, I call it, right? So what we get at the Canton, everyone goes for their own prey. And every loot is his own, personally acquired. These contacts, these goods, and, naturally, it's confidential, yes. Well, whoever wants to can talk, but it's always personal, yes, that's the story. But, if you're not ready for this, yes, you'll need to walk a lot, and interact, and communicate, plus some new activities for you. In a group, you can also meet people, talk to businessmen. Well, you cannot talk to anyone, of course, but that will be strange, yes. We still communicate, we still have dinner together, we joke, and hang out, and work together. That is, if you're not that kind of person, not a party person, not sociable, yes, then perhaps you will, well, not quite have your own plates. But I will say that the groups are, thank God, awesome. Everyone is really cool, all very interesting people. They turn into real gangs that even after the exhibition begin to become friends, talk, meet, visit each other. I was very pleased to have such a team. Beautiful, smart, stellar, just like it can. I am very pleased. I invite you all as guests. This is the point, yes. If you are so lazy, yes, then you are used to this way of life. Then most likely it will be difficult for you here. Andre was recommended to me by friends, as a reliable man. He turned out to be the one I was looking for. The guy is super, everything was heartfelt great. I am very openly opposed and grateful to Andre. Another interesting thing is related to Chinese food. I think if you watch me on YouTube, on Instagram, you see that I enjoy eating Chinese food. I enjoy it, I know a lot of dishes, and I show them, among other things. Many people, naturally, like it. Some people might be scared, yes, they'll think they'll force me to eat Chinese food there. I've been there, yes, I read it for the first time when I was flying to China. The food in China is incredibly delicious. Street food, restaurant food, Michelin-starred food, and everything you get in a dirty little eatery. Everything will be delicious. I believed it. And I checked it. And I was completely convinced that the food in China really is delicious. Even if you don't like some dishes, or some might seem strange, you'll always find something to your liking. Come on. It doesn't feel like anything's missing. But it's cool. It's not just one Chinese cuisine, but 8 different types of cuisine from different regions of China. Very different, very diverse. In short, it's crazy. Many people think I'm just going to China to eat. This is partly true, because when I go to China, I really look forward to the moment when I have my first amazing soup, yes, veal or some other kind. Well, I'll eat fish, yes, my favorite, there, suan kaiu, or I'll eat some noodles, there, bian bian ning, there, or cold noodles, yes, liang fai. Naturally, I love to introduce people, show them and let them try the dishes that I love. And, as a rule, everyone likes it. It's never happened that someone said, damn, I can't eat this. That has never happened. And usually, everyone asks for more. Cool. So, if you're going on tour with me, be prepared that we will eat different foods, different delicious foods. Chinese, not only Chinese, by the way, yes, and a little Japanese, a little Vietnamese. Some dishes, well, Asian and probably European food will also be for variety. I mean, I love variety. It's really great in contrast, yes, when you've been eating the same thing at home, borscht, cutlets, for example. But you come in China, you have so many more interesting things. When you're in China and eat the same thing for 3 weeks, when I stay there for a long time, yes, I myself miss mashed potatoes and simple dishes. I also stop at some restaurant there, maybe a European one, or I'll even look for Georgian or Ukrainian. But when you're going for a short time, you can really enjoy Chinese food. That's the point. And keep in mind, someone who's really into Nini, right? Well, I mean, guys, at least try it, at least try it.
They have different advertising, a different lifestyle, different food, everything is different. But it's all really great and you 100% want to come back here again and again. The
next point, regarding the Canton, many are preparing. Well, naturally, you need to prepare for the trip, and there are expectations, and you need to find suppliers, fulfill your goals. I want to warn you, yes, that people think I went to the Canton, and that's basically what I had to do. If you have a huge staff, those who then process your orders, do all this for you, provide the background, yes, and plus you make some decisions there, then it will work. But, as a rule, this requires additional involvement from you after the exhibition. You will bring samples, you will bring contacts, you will need to process the proposals you received. You will need to look, further research the market, understand what is available, at what price or not. And if not, then test. And if there is, then also test, get samples, compare samples. Well, in general, it's interesting work, very interesting. Well, I'm always in the thick of it, dealing with all sorts of suppliers, samples, new products, orders. That's where the mechanics begin. We
had such a great time today. I think it was the best day yet. The
last day of the Canton Fair. Yes, we have samples here in the suitcase. 1,500 rubles for marketing. It's so cool. The most expensive laser costs 1,300 rubles in Ukraine, so it's worth 5,000 rubles.
And these mechanics are really important, because without them, nothing will happen. Yes, a miracle won't happen if you don't order. A miracle won't happen if you don't bring it there, sell it, and so on. That's why I always say that the Canton Fair is essentially a gateway to big business with China. That is, you see how everything is set up there, like a VW helicopter. You see, really, this supplier sells hundreds of containers on Walmart. This supplier makes products for IKEA. This supplier makes this brand there. This is this brand. That's how it's structured. That's how it really works. And you can also, yes, that is, you can take these new products, brand them, bring them to your country and do everything correctly, position yourself and start selling and growing the brand. Create your own brand to tie it to your private label. It doesn't matter which factory it's made in, what matters is that you communicate. With my search, I understand that the product I've learned will definitely have a margin of 20 to 30% higher than what I buy. That is, if you buy it in money, well, it's really big. I can talk at length about the brand and so on. We'll even have a special masterclass on this topic, I think, within the group. Those who already have experience, those who know, we'll at least share our experiences. Canton is just the beginning, just the starting point. This is important for you to understand, because after that comes ordering, logistics, delivery, and so on, and so on, and so on. All these are important points. To help you, I'm starting to add separate sections to this tour. This is our first trip to China. It's crazy, incomprehensible for us. The language barrier is also crazy, insurmountable. The exhibition and expectations were completely realistic. So, anyone who wants to achieve something and start their own startup, welcome. Of the partners I tested, the proposal, the internet, and everything else, Andre turned out to be the best. In addition to teaching how to work with the Chinese there, I tell them how to negotiate with them properly, how to communicate, how to select a factory. Yes, what factories, what questions to ask there during a factory visit, what to look for, how to define quality control, how to properly write contract terms for them, and so on. Yes, I'm covering all these points, how to control quality later. But, the sections that concern logistics, certification, and customs clearance will be taught by separate experts who will be our guests on the tour, and there will be a relaxed atmosphere, some dinners, socializing in the evenings, in some beautiful places. And I will be revealing these sections to the group, to the participants, including those gaps, let's say, yes, firstly, to emphasize these things. And if anyone has any gaps in their knowledge of these sections, yes, logistics, certification, delivery, even financial planning, working with the product range, that is, all these very important sections, we will discuss them, including on our tour. The
next exhibition is Through the Paroku with Andre. I'm here for the day.
And the last thing I want to say is that, starting with the last tour, I started planning a personalized itinerary for each participant. The Antonskaya Fair, it's like a puzzle for you, right? So, you have a tour, it's already super tested, super clear. There's a first phase, a second phase, and we have an electronics market in the middle, wholesale markets, so we completely fill the 3 days between phases. We already have a bunch of places we go to, where we meet, where we eat, it's all very clear. But if you have any other requirements, yes, that, say, aren't met during the tour, then, I personally call each person before the tour and try to further develop the itinerary for them, yes, because the best format, in my opinion, is visiting the exhibition, and then visiting production facilities, visiting factories, and ideally, go to the exhibition, go on the tour, and finish the tour. Let's say you're on tour from the 15th to the 25th, and then from the 2nd to the 30th, you spend 5 more days visiting factories. Which factories, which provinces, which factories, that can be determined later. You can even partially determine this at the exhibition, once you've found someone and talked to them. Some can be planned in advance, and the rest can be found at the exhibition and then you can tour the factories. After that, you'll actually check the suppliers and have one-on-one conversations with them, get to know them, and then you'll be ready. And they will be ready, right? That means you'll have a warm connection, you can place an order, and it'll be much more to the point than just PDF catalogs, samples, and so on from the exhibition, which you still have to sort through, correspond with, and so on. This is face-to-face communication with the bosses, a personal visit to the factory. I only welcome this. We always help with this, organize the route, provide a translator.
Everything was incredibly organized, really cool. From the visa, to the guys helping, to communicating with Andre's assistants, everyone was very pleasant. Andre explains a lot of the nuances, because it's clear that China isn't a country you can visit without a guide, without some kind of expert. On my
last tour, I had 7 or 8 people, each traveling through different provinces on their own route. One was in Shandong, another in Zhejiang, a third in Jiangsu, and a fourth in Guangdong. And they traveled to their factories everywhere, sometimes even visiting 2 or 3 a day. I think 2 is the maximum, but sometimes even 3 is possible. Visiting Canton once can be a lot of money. I found what I wanted. It warms my heart when I see people, in short, yes, engaged, they found what they needed there. They say, wow, cool, I found a supplier for my suppliers there or my competitors there, or I found a really cool factory here, or I found a great price. Now that's really cool, I think. I saw China from a side I wasn't even expecting. For me, China was just China. That's cheap goods, that's an Asian country, about what I'm doing. Upon arrival, I simply fell in love with it.
So, friends, I've shared with you the things you should consider before going to the Hong Kong Fair. What should you pay attention to make this trip productive for you? In short, Andreika isn't just discovering China. If we take it one by one, it's also about the cuisine, it's a business avenue, and there are so many other opportunities that need to be taken advantage of. It's really hard here without Andreika. Andreika, thank you so much from the bottom of my heart.
Thank you. I don't
know, but I hope there will still be spots available by that time. There are still a few spots available on my tour, in my group, and to find out more about the tour to the Canton Fair, the wholesale markets, and the electronics market. My signature program, already tested over 12 times. Click the link, and you'll find my Telegram account. Type Canton Fair Tour, and I'll connect you with a manager or send you one myself. We'll get to know each other a little better, chat, and better understand your needs. And of course, I'll definitely help you out at the very least. And if you don't make the tour, I'll give you some advice on your product, your suppliers, your cluster in China, and so on. I really love talking to importers, that's why I create these groups. So, if you have a real business, a real foundation, if you need something, I'd be happy to help you. And of course, I'd be happy if you joined my business tour. See you in China then. Bye bye, come on in.